This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. An airstrike hit a busy market in Ethiopia's northern Tigray village of Togoga Tuesday, killing at least 51 people, according to health workers, who said soldiers blocked medical teams from traveling to the scene. An official with Tigray's health bureau told the Associated Press that more than 100 other people were wounded, more than 50 of them seriously, and at least 33 people were still missing. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because of concerns about retaliation. The alleged airstrike comes amid some of the fiercest fighting in the Tigray region since the conflict began in November, as Ethiopian forces, supported by those from neighboring Eritrea, pursued Tigray's former leaders. There are conflicting reports over an incident involving Russian and British naval vessels in the Black Sea. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda has more.
Interfax news agency in Russia, quoting its defense ministry, says that a Russian ship fired warning shots at HMS Defender after it crossed into waters claimed by Russia near Crimea and Russia's local Navy headquarters. The incident's even said to have involved a Russian military jet dropping bombs in the path of the British vessel, which left afterwards. But the British government is telling a very different series of events. Its defense ministry says that no warning shots were fired, there was no jet dropping bombs in the ship's path, and says the Russians had given prior warning to ships in the area that it was just doing weapons training that day. HMS Defender was passing through on the way to Georgia, the UK says, and some Russian vessels did shadow it, which is normal.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Hong Kong's most vocal pro-democracy newspaper, The Apple Daily, printed its last edition on Thursday. Reuters' Emily Wither has more.
The decision comes after a tough year in which the offices were raided by police and its tycoon owner and other staff were arrested under a new national security law. The paper mixes pro-democracy discourse with racy celebrity gossip and investigations of those in power. Its closure has escalated alarm over media freedom and other rights in the Chinese-ruled city. Apple Daily said the decision was based on employee safety and manpower considerations. Authorities have said dozens of Apple Daily pieces may have violated the security law, which Beijing imposed on the city last year. Rights groups, media organizations, and Western governments have criticized last week's police raid on the newspaper.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. Catalan separatist leaders recently pardoned by the Spanish government walked out of prison on Wednesday. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
The Catalan separatist leaders were jailed for their role in the failed 2017 independence referendum. Now, after being sentenced in 2019, they were greeted by crowds of cheers and hugs by supporters. The separatists are hoping for blanket amnesty for the around 3,000 people with legal cases related to the referendum. Has ruled this out. They've also ruled out the prospect of another independence referendum. Spain's Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, called the pardons of 9 politicians a gesture of goodwill. He said they were necessary to promote dialogue between Madrid and the region, which is home to Barcelona.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled a public school in Pennsylvania wrongly suspended a cheerleader over a vulgar social media post. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The ruling was 8-1 in favor of Brandy Levy. She did not make her school's varsity cheerleading team. On Snapchat, Levy vented using curse words and a raised middle finger.
I was a 14-year-old kid. I was upset. I was angry. Every 14-year-old kid speaks like that at one point.
Levy was not in school at the time, but was suspended from junior varsity cheerleading activities for a year. Justice Stephen Breyer ruled the suspension violated Levy's First Amendment rights.
Young students and adults like me shouldn't be punished for them expressing their own feelings.
But the justices did not rule out schools from disciplining students for what they say off campus. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.